Hans was getting tired of waiting.
"This is ridiculous," he said.
"If they don't come soon, I'm off. My legs ache, my eyes ache. We've been crouched here looking for ages."
"They'll come in a minute, you'll see,"
said Eric. But he sounded less optimistic.
"It's just got to get a bit darker."
"Yes, so dark that you can't see anything, and then you'll say, 'There they are,' and it'll be a root."
"We know you. Daft. Just showing off,"
snorted Hans, as he watched two swans, their necks proud, swim silently across the middle of the moat. They were heading for their little house. Hans clicked his tongue, but their heads did not turn, not even slightly.
"They came yesterday. Honest," said Eric.
Finally, he had something he could impress Hans with, but it had not worked yet. "Hm," Hans grunted, and carried on watching the swans. They had reached the floating house, gliding round it in a beautiful arc. The two girls were more patient and quiet. They were actually a bit scared. They did not really like rats. Horrible creatures. Pretty much the most repulsive animals in the world, especially those smooth, hairless tails. Ugh. And didn't they go for people? Who had said recently that they got into bedrooms and... don't think about it. We should go, really, but it's quite interesting, actually. And the boys would laugh and rag them, too. Scaredy cats. No. Fifi whispered into Louisa's ear.
"I'm going to count to 30, real slow. And if they haven't come, we'll just go. They can say what they like, okay?"
Louisa just nodded, but did not look at her, fixing her large, somber eyes on the bank, where the water stopped, the mud began, then the short, steep slope with its brown earth and free-hanging tree roots. So that was where those horrible creatures lived. Soft, warm mud. Toads. Pink worms. A little further on, small fish glided through the gold-brown water. Louisa scratched her bare knee in excitement, even though it did not itch. She was squatting, her arms wrapped round her legs. Her shoes were dirty yet again, and her socks.